This is Radio Rob here at EAA Radio at the museum here at Oshkosh, and I am speaking with Mr. George Rutan. This is Bert Rutan's father. Can you say something to our radio audience, Mr. Rutan?
Hello, everybody. It's great to be here. Get connected with some of the local media. Say a few words.
Can I call you George?
Sure. Sure.
Before Bert became famous, what was Bert like growing up at home? Was he just like an ordinary kid? Did he get in trouble? What happened?
Well, I have three children, and the other two were ornery and getting in problems and everything, but Bert was born with some kind of a different gene, because even as a small child, he was different than the other two. He was kind of a dreamer even then. He'd be looking out the window while we're eating breakfast, and I'd say to him, "What are you doing?" And he'd say, "Oh, I'm just thinking." So he was different even for his child.
How was he in school? Was he pretty good in school?
Yes, I remember in high school, he never quite made the honor roll, which is you got to get an A and a B in everything you take. He'd always just miss it by a little bit for some reason or another. But he was schooling came pretty easy to him.
How did you get, were you ever involved in aviation prior to Bert being involved in it, or what did you do for a living?
I'm a dentist. I started taking flying lessons about when the kids were in model aviation. It's about the same time that Dick started taking his first lessons too.
So how are Dick's teeth?
Well, he still got them all, I think.
Well, what do you think about Oshkosh? Is this your first time, or have you been here before?
No, we've been here many times. My wife wanted to come every year, and we did for about 25 years before she passed.
What do you think about this ceremony today with Spaceship One? What are your feelings on that?
Well, that's just adding to all the previous aeronautical information that's gone before. It's another piece of history, and will go down as a significant event, I believe.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to all the EAA listeners out here at Oshkosh and beyond? Anything today you'd like to tell them?
Well, keep coming to the convention. Go home and start building an airplane.
Thank you so much, Mr. George Rutan. Thank you.
You're welcome.